And it's still there. The house is still there. Mother and Dad is both deceased, but the house is still there, and we have sold it. But they haven't put anything in there. It's still just the house like Mother and Daddy had it when they were there, except the furniture that wasn't in it. You know.
Give me a little walk through one of those houses. Were they wood? Was it a wood house? Was there a porch? What were the rooms like?
Well, it was a nice little house. It was five rooms, and it was plastered, and it was weatherboarded on the outside, and underpinned like they do now. And Daddy being a carpenter, he made it a little sounder and all than would if you were hiring it done. But it was a good little warm house, and we had a well. We didn't have running water, and
outside, John, we didn't have inside plumbing, really, nowhere in the house.
Did anybody around here at that time?
No,
not at first. No, no.
And
it was all just
electricity.
Yeah,
we did have electricity. Yes. In fact, as I remember, we had electricity in all of the houses, didn't we? How about over there?
No. Not a.
I was quite young.
Used little lamps and go around from room to room, that little lamp. Now when power's out, we don't know what to do. And then we lived by it and studied by them, and it's altogether different. But we enjoyed life back then. You know, we had the little games that we played out in the yard with hopscotch and tag and all these things, and we enjoyed it just as much as children enjoy some things now.
Yeah, we used to play Annie Over.
Yeah.
Do you know what Annie Over is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would divide up. We had quite a few children around in our when we were growing, and you would divide up teams. One would go to the back of the house, and one would go to the front of the house. And we had a ball. We'd throw that ball on. And what did we do then? Did we do something to run around the house?
Catch
the others. It was any.
And when we'd throw that ball, we'd just be so in hopes that it didn't land behind the chimney, because that would be the end of our game. Till Daddy got home and got the ball from behind the chimney.
Did the boys and girls play together?
Yes.
And was it mostly neighborhood kids?
Mainly neighborhood kids. When I was growing up, we had, I used to have friends from the, we called it Upper Roswell and Lower Roswell.
Uh-huh.
And I had friends from here in this south end of Roswell that would come up and play at the house. But we played a lot in the summertime, just the neighborhood kids. Mothers would get together and sit on mother's front porch, and we kids would play in the yard and until time to go to bed.
Then also
we would play hide and seek.
Well, while we was playing, a lot of times a mother and a group of women would be quilting.
Yeah,
they would get together and quilt,
uh-huh.
And they'd make some of the prettiest quilts. And they'd always fix lunch, you know, and each one tried to fix something different.